What if I told you that reading 1 hour each day could make you exponentially smarter in a decade than someone who reads sporadically? That's saving just $5,000 annually starting at 18 versus 30 creates a $4.8 million difference by retirement. These aren't motivational platitudes. They're mathematical certainties that most people discover too late. The magic lies not in dramatic actions, but in understanding how small, consistent choices compound into extraordinary outcomes. Warren Buffett built his fortune not through complex strategies, but by grasping one profound truth: time transforms ordinary decisions into extraordinary results. This principle extends far beyond investing. It shapes every dimension of human flourishing, from the books we read to the relationships we nurture. Buffett spends 80% of his day reading and thinking. When asked about his success, he holds up stacks of papers and says simply, "Read 500 pages like this every day." That's how knowledge works. It builds up like compound interest. This isn't casual browsing. It's deliberate intellectual construction. Every book absorbs decades of someone's life work in mere hours, creating an asymmetric advantage that grows exponentially. But here's what separates casual readers from knowledge builders. Not all information deserves your attention. Ask yourself, will I care about this in 5 years? Most news headlines fail this test spectacularly. Nassim Taleb recommends minimal media exposure precisely because media prioritizes capturing attention over delivering lasting value. Instead, focus on what Charlie Munger calls the fundamental, unchanging principles. Books that have survived decades or centuries contain wisdom that will likely remain relevant far into the future. Reading has progressive depths, from elementary comprehension to syntopical reading, comparing multiple books on the same subject, which creates something magical, a tapestry where knowledge compounds and understanding begets more understanding. Charlie Munger advocates building a latticework of mental models from multiple disciplines because complex problems rarely respect academic boundaries. As Marcel Proust noted, true discovery comes from looking with new eyes, exactly what multidisciplinary thinking provides. The most valuable models come from mathematics, physics, biology, psychology, and systems thinking. Munger recommends specializing for career success while devoting 10 to 20% of time to big ideas across fields, a balanced approach yielding exponential results. Peter Kaufman's three-bucket framework draws principles from inorganic systems, 13.7 billion years of physics, organic systems, 3.5 billion years of biology, and human history, 20,000 years of recorded behavior. Principles emerging across all three possess extraordinary explanatory power. Effective thinking requires solitude and concentration. As William Darasiewicz observes, "My first thought is never my best thought. It's only by concentrating, sticking to the question, being patient, that I arrive at an original idea." First principles thinking means boiling things down to fundamental truths and reasoning upward. Jeff Bezos applied this starting Amazon by identifying unchanging customer desires, low prices, fast delivery, wide selection, as guiding principles. Japanese philosophy teaches that everyone has an ikigai, a reason for living where passion, mission, vocation, and profession intersect. The word combines ikiru, to live, and kai, the realization of what one hopes for. Your ikigai exists where your passions, talents, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for overlap. Both Warren Buffett and Bill Gates credit focus as their key success factor. True focus means directing all energy toward important goals while ruthlessly eliminating distractions. Mastery emerges from deliberate practice, systematic, focused effort pushing beyond comfort zones with immediate feedback. Unlike casual repetition, deliberate practice demands complete concentration, targeting specific weaknesses. Excellence requires what Daniel Coyle calls a blue-collar mindset, showing up daily regardless of how you feel, understanding that inspiration is for amateurs. As Will Durant observed, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Finding your calling and pursuing it with passionate focus creates Ikigai, a life suffused with purpose. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Warren Buffett's partnership philosophy demonstrates this. Berkshire's success stems from partnering with exceptional managers, then delegating completely. Surrounding yourself with smarter people provides firsthand experience of their thought processes and values that textbooks can't teach. Though uncomfortable, joining a star team, rather than being the star on an average team, creates gravitational pull toward higher qualities. Trust forms the foundation of all relationships and our economic system. We build it through honest communication, transparency, admitting mistakes, and reliability. Charlie Munger calls reliability essential for success. Anyone can learn it, and it can overcome many disadvantages. As Woody Allen noted, 80% of success is just showing up. Never overpromise and underdeliver. Instead, underpromise and overdeliver. Trust is earned when actions meet words. The people we choose either elevate us or diminish us. There's rarely neutral ground. True wisdom begins with recognizing our ignorance. Einstein's equation suggests ego equals one knowledge. The more we know, the more humble we become. Deep exploration reveals how little we understand, positioning us to learn. There are no true experts, only varying degrees of ignorance. Like a tree extending roots deep to touch the sky, we must remain grounded to rise. Our experiences represent only a fraction of reality, creating bias and overconfidence. Voltaire observed, "Doubt is not a pleasant condition, but certainty is absurd." Assuming others are innocently out of touch rather than wrong allows exploring multiple perspectives. Success often becomes the biggest obstacle to sustained success. Morgan Housel notes, only one way to stay rich, humility, often to the point of paranoia. This explains why the Forbes billionaire list has 60% turnover per decade. Warren Buffett's circle of competence emphasizes focusing only on what we truly understand. The key isn't having a large circle, but clearly knowing its boundaries. Warren Buffett distinguishes between those who chase social approval and those who care about genuine excellence. During the 1999 internet bubble, when headlines questioned his methods, Buffett's inner scorecard prevented him from wavering while other value investors capitulated. In 1956, 25-year-old Buffett formed Buffett Partnership LTD, charging no management fee while taking 25% of gains beyond 6%. By 1969, $100,000 invested in 1957 grew to $1,719,481 versus $252,467 in the Dow, a 24.5% annual return. Despite this success, Buffett closed the partnership when statistical bargains disappeared, recommending tax-free bonds or investing with Bill Ruane rather than abandoning his proven approach. Financial independence enables clear thinking, long-term perspective, and control over your time. The path requires underspending income and investing the difference. Wealth depends more on savings discipline than income level. Great wealth often triggers the hedonic treadmill, continually moving financial goalposts. Research shows that once basic needs are met, incremental wealth contributes nothing to happiness because wealth is relative, not absolute. Success compounds across financial, social, and intellectual domains. Like a snowball requiring wet snow and a really long hill, maximizing returns demands delayed gratification, sacrificing immediate pleasure for greater future rewards. Amazon keeps prices low to build customer trust. Buffett spends hundreds of millions on Geico customer acquisition with substantial lifetime value, despite no immediate profits. Patience is an investor's rarest quality. Benjamin Graham advised viewing things in the aspect of eternity. This patience provides a durable edge because human nature makes it difficult to utilize. As Jeff Bezos explained, if you're willing to invest on a 7-year time horizon, you're competing against a fraction of people. 50 years ago, the average NYSE holding period was 7 years. Today, it's barely 4 months. By the rule of 72, capital at 26% returns doubles every 3 years, 10 times in 10 years, 100 times in 20. Someone starting at 18, saving $5,000 annually at 10%, will have $7 million by 70. Waiting until 30 yields only $2.2 million, a $4.8 million difference from just $60,000 less invested. Read daily and become wise. Save consistently and become wealthy. The question isn't whether compounding works, it's whether you'll have the patience to let it.